Under the weight of Mr. Trump's tariff war, China has already fallen from America's largest trading partner last year to the third largest this year. The United States remains China's largest trading partner. China said Friday it would raise tariffs on American goods in retaliation for Mr. Trump's latest levies, and he vowed hours later to increase tariffs even further. China's Commerce Ministry issued a statement on Saturday warning the United States to turn back from escalating conflict, but did not promise additional trade measures. This unilateral and bullying trade protectionism and extreme pressure violate the consensus of the heads of state of China and the United States, violate the principle of mutual respect, equality, and mutual benefit, seriously undermine the multilateral trading system, and the normal international trade order, the statement said. American business leaders warned that forcing companies to leave China would hurt the competitiveness of American industry and cause heavy financial losses. It's difficult to move out of China, and any time they are forced to do so by tariffs, this is a monumentous act, said Kerr Gibbs, president of the American Chamber of Commerce in Shanghai. We are in no position to give up the China market. It's too large. It's too important. Business leaders said the result could be a flurry of fire sales at greatly reduced prices as companies from other countries snap up American business interests. Peter Baum of Baum Essex, a firm that makes products like umbrellas for Costco and cotton bags for Walmart, said he had already moved much of his manufacturing to factories in Vietnam and Cambodia over the last year because of Mr. Trump's tariffs. As the trade war shows up in American cash registers, stock markets, and retirement account statements, American shoppers and retirees will grow angry, Mr. Baum said. In raising the possibility of an American withdrawal on Friday, Mr. Trump framed it not as a request, but as a dictate he had already issued. Our great American companies are hereby ordered to immediately start looking for an alternative to China, including bringing our companies home and making your products in the USA, he wrote on Twitter. In fact, aides said, no order has been drawn up, nor was it clear one would be. For the moment, they said Mr. Trump was signaling American businesses to begin to dismantle from China on their own.